that's a little music that you may shake a leg to sometime around the end of the year. New Year's. A little New Year's celebration. Maybe you're planning on that. Well, we have got a jump start on that. We're going to skip past this Christmas thing that just drains bank accounts everywhere and go right on into your year-end investment checklist. Mr. Lee Colvin, financial advisor for Edward Jones, joins us here in studio today. And you know, it's getting close to the end of the year when we're talking about snow in the forecast.
That's scary.
Isn't it, though?
That's just scary. Of course, you know, last Christmas Eve we had snow.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually did not get to have the Rutherford County Christmas Parade last year.
We didn't.
Because it snowed.
Because of snow.
Yeah, December was pretty snowy.
It was. But I understand it may warm up a little bit here at the end of the week.
I don't know. I like this warmer weather. We've kind of been spoiled. Give me 60s and 70s and we'll be okay. But, you know, it is that time of the year when things go by so quickly, and then all of a sudden you're up on the end of the year. And as an investor, you know, this has been one of those years, 2011, that we've kind of seen a bit of everything. Slow but steady gains early, market correction, you know, during the debt ceiling debate, then U.S. credit downgrade, one big day, price movements both up and down, and to say that it was a roller coaster year, I think the term that the economists like to use is volatile, right? Isn't that kind of the word?
There was much volatility this year.
that's kind of the word that's used. I like roller coaster. At least makes me. That's what I feel like.
Sure.
Volatile when I'm on a roller coaster and throwing up sometimes. But anyway, you're going to pass along some year-end investment moves to us today and kind of give us a checklist. So give us some type of idea of what we might be looking at here.
Sure, Brian. Well, you know, some of the things we want to discuss here are one, always looking at, you know, our 401ks and maybe the contributions around those. Also looking at the possibility of being able to convert to a Roth IRA. Always in our business, you know, it's part of this year-end investment checklist is just understanding that, you know, failing to plan is the same as planning to fail. Sometimes it helps to set up automatic contributions for people so that it's just that, automatic, and they don't think about it. You know, always looking at our investment mix. We discuss that a lot. And then also, you know, considering some different types of insurance coverage and just understanding how that needs to play into our financial lives.
So these are some different things that we're going to take a look at. Let's take these kind of one at a time here, Lee. And how can we boost our 401k contributions?
Well, if your employer permits you to make extra contributions to the 401k, Brian, then you need to make sure to put in as much as you can afford up to the contribution limits. Typically, what you're going to find is that you can contribute pre-tax dollars. So the more you invest, the lower your taxable income may be. Plus the earnings that the investments will have potentially can give you, with future earnings potential, you can be looking at growth on a tax-deferred basis.
So this is looking at the 401k. I mean, this is something you don't want to wait and do, you know, like, well, hey, it's the 26th of December. What am I going to do now? I mean, probably now, as we approach this last month, it's a good time to take a look at that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I didn't want to do this, you know, in the last week of December. But, you know, let's go ahead and start looking and planning, finishing out this year and planning for next year. So,
you mentioned converting to a Roth IRA to at least consider that. So, what are the advantages of converting to a Roth?
Well, you might be able to benefit by converting a traditional individual retirement account, which offers tax-deferred earnings, to a Roth IRA. And the benefit there is those earnings can grow tax-free providing that you don't start taking withdrawals until you're at least age 59 and a half, or that, you've held your account for at least 5 years. Also, keep in mind, though, that you need the money available to pay for, you know, the taxes that would be due on such a conversion. And also, income limits apply on Roth IRA contributions. So this can be a complex discussion and decision that you should discuss with your qualified tax professional or CPA to make sure that it's something that would work for you.
Which is not you.
Not me.
You're a financial advisor.
Licensed financial advisor.
So
you different need to... from tax professional. We love our CPAs in this business.
That's right. So
we like their advice.
Always like to throw that in. We're talking to Lee Colvin, who is a licensed. He actually has the blue lights and everything. Well, maybe not the blue lights, but financial advisor for Edward Jones. And you mentioned setting up automatic contributions. Now, is this something that you do from year to year? Is it once you set it up, is it like that? Or do you have to take a look at that to make sure, hey, well, maybe I can afford to contribute this or that, you know, this year, where last year I contributed X?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, like most people, you might find it difficult to come up with a lump sum of payments to fully fund an IRA. You know, most people don't think about it until that last minute, yeah. And then they're like, oh, well, let's just put a little bit in. So part of it is just saying, look, let's go ahead and, you know, you hear a lot about Christmas Club accounts for savings at banks, you know, kind of the same thing. Let's just go ahead and put a little bit in on an automatic basis and set up that automatic investment plan for 2012. And you can do this by directing your bank to transfer the same amount each month from your checking or savings account to the IRA. And you'll find it easier to max out on your IRA. Possibly at the same time, you'll be able to boost your investment discipline as well. To go with what you asked, I would say that it's still something that you want to look at and consider at least once a year, mm-hmm. maybe twice a year, depending, you know, on any life events that might have come up that could have helped or hurt your financial situation.
Well, the great thing about the automatic contributions, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If you don't know it's there, you're not going to spend it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Lee, 529 plans. Exactly what are these 529 plans that we're talking about here?
Well, Brian, when you contribute to a 529 plan, your earnings have the potential to grow tax-free, provided that that the earnings are used for qualified higher education expenses. However, remember that a 529 plan distributions not used for qualified expenses may be subject to income tax and a 10% penalty. Also, know that your 529 plan contributions may be deductible from your state taxes. So, again, this is one of those things that it's a great investment tool.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Roth conversion is. But with both of these, you want to make sure that if you're looking at opening a 529, that you're talking to your tax professional and seeing, you know, not only from the investment side, which I can help you with, but from the tax side, is it right for you? And that CPA or qualified tax professional should be able to help you decide that.
Sure. And there are some different things. I know you and I have talked about the 529 plans and what happens if, you know, child A doesn't go to college, what happens to that? And, you know, because nobody wants a 10% penalty and to have to pay income tax on top of that as well if you can avoid it. So
that's right.
You can talk to them about all that.
At least you've got Bobby coming shortly behind Dalton.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm sure Dalton's going to get there, use it, and, you know, And
if he lives that long,
you know, he'll probably get in and get a full scholarship.
Yeah, we always tell him, you know, he says, I'm going to be so-and-so. I'm going to be this age at some time. I said, yeah, if you live that long. You know, we always have to preface anything he says, but with, yeah, if you live that long. But it was interesting. We had that conversation this weekend. He wants to be a movie producer, and she wants to be a veterinarian because she likes dogs and she likes doctoring.
All right.
So, hey, I don't know.
Fantastic.
Looks like I better be contributing more to those 529 plans coming up. Let's see. Where are we? We're at reevaluating your investment mix. It's not like your CD mix or your iPod shuffle mix, I guess, but it's kind of the same idea. What do you have all together in that pot, I guess?
Wiki.
I was hoping you wouldn't go there.
Sorry, I had a flashback to the 80s.
You can remember the 80s?
Loved them, man. So, yeah, it's not like those music mixes that we have in here today.
It was a tape mix back then, by the way, not a CD mix.
I love the cassette. What 20-year-old even knows what a cassette is?
None.
Right? So you know, getting back on task here, talking about reevaluating your investment mix, and this is something that we talk about regularly on this show. You know, it's a good idea to review the investment mix that you do have at least once a year, Brian, to help ensure your portfolio is still aligned with your goals, with your risk tolerance, with your time horizon. Because, you know, due to changes in the market value, maybe the portfolio can undergo subtle but significant changes. Even if you took no action yourself, you could have changes on your account. And consequently, you know, taking the time to review your holdings with the investment professional like myself can help ensure that you're still on track. And that's one thing that just, I tell you, it drives me more crazy than anything is when we call to set a review with someone, whether it's annual or 6 months, or however often they may want it, and they say, "Oh no, you know, we don't need to meet. You're doing a great job." That's great. I'm glad we are. We love hearing that.
Yeah.
But we still need to know what's going on in your life, and look at the portfolio based on that to see, is it still working for you? Or does it need to be, you know, tweaked, remanaged, remixed to fit your potential goals going forward, whether they've changed or stayed the same? So
yeah, I have to have another $50 a month now just to buy shoes for my son. Size 11 and a half at age 12 now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He keeps growing. I mean, his big toe keeps appearing out of the front of the shoe about once a month. I don't know what's going to happen there. So, yeah, I mean, those type of things happen. I mean, life happens, things change, and within a year, that's a long time.
That's right. And, you know, again, your whole lifestyle can change in that much time. So, please, you know, if you have not had your investments reviewed, your IRAs, your 401ks, you know, let's sit down. Let's talk about that. Let's see if what you have is really working the way you want it to, or the way that you need it to reach your goals. And that's going to be different for everyone.
Lee, we've talked about, let's see, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4 things. And the fifth that you mentioned is reviewing your insurance coverage. Is that really important at this time of the year? Or at all?
You know, it kind of also goes back to reevaluating the investment mix. Kind of the same thing there, Brian. You know, again, if you've experienced any changes in your life in 2011, you know, a new spouse, a new child.
Can we get one of those? Never.
you know, unfortunately, it happens, a divorce.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, you know, I've seen a lot of folks who lost jobs a few years ago attaining new jobs. Remember that you have a lot going on in these times, and it's wonderful that they're going on for you, I hope. But you also may need to change and review your life insurance coverage. Make sure that it's still enough or a sufficient amount of coverage to meet your needs. and that you still have the correct beneficiaries in place. I cannot stress how many times beneficiaries have not been changed in 10 and 20 years, and divorces have occurred, deaths have occurred, and you still have, you know, older people listed who may not be in your life any longer. Again, good or bad, you know, so please make sure to sit down. You know, we don't say that to say we just want to sell you insurance. But we say that to say you need to see if you have enough to protect your family. You need to see if the coverage you have is going to the people that you want it to go to. A lot of times we see coverages out there that have no beneficiaries listed. And that's obviously going to be a big problem.
Yeah,
you want it's an easy problem to fix.
Make sure it doesn't go to your first wife. Your third wife may not be happy about that. Or whatever the case may be.
A very common problem in, yes. In today's society. Yeah. Absolutely.
So part of this actually included getting with you. I know that, you know, if or getting with your financial advisor. And if someone doesn't have a financial advisor to help pull all of this information together, you're always so kind to do that. 907-7056 is Lee's number with Edward Jones. And you spend a lot of your time during this end of the year meeting with people, doing this one-on-one stuff.
I love doing this year-round. Because of people's schedules, their business, their family life, their needs, we're always sitting down with folks on a one-on-one basis, and I feel like that's the only way that you can really get a grasp of where somebody is, what their needs are, and where they're wanting to go, and try to help make sure that they can achieve those.
Lee, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and we'll catch up with you here in a couple of weeks and get business reports throughout, and we just happy post-Thanksgiving and early Christmas and New Year and et cetera, et cetera. I don't like saying happy holidays. I like to just list them all.
All right. Thanks.
It's more than just
back
holidays.
Back at you.
Same
thing.
Hey,
I enjoy coming here to see sharp and dapper looking people walking in your shop at all times. Boy, I love that tie, too.
Well, thanks to you. I always get in trouble when you're on, by the way. I just got a text from my wife. I am the first and last. didn't God say something like that? Alpha and Omega, first and last.
Happy birthday, Heather.
Yeah, there's another night on the couch for me. All right, Lee, appreciate it. Thanks
so
much.
Have a great day, Brian.
Lee Colvin joining us here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon. We'll be back to wrap things up and turn it over to the sports guys here in a second.